everybody. Doug the Brain Guy here with you again with episode 2024-32 in our podcast series called Brain School for Seniors. Boy, we got a special one today. It seems like I always say that. But what we want to talk about today is the devil. No, not that devil. You remember, you old farts like me, remember a comedian named Flip Wilson? Well, Flip had his own TV show, and one of the things he used to say is, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Well, you know what? That's true. If we're just talking about brain science, that's true. Because the devil is that nasty part of your brain called the amygdala. A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A is singular, with an A-E on the end, I believe, would be the plural. But the amygdala, it's a tiny little almond-shaped part of the brain that sits on the end of each hippocampus on each side of your brain. You got two of them. And your amygdala has an extremely important function. Now listen. It's the part of the brain that has been programmed to recognize fear, recognize danger, stress, anxiety, emotions, and to instantly, without thinking, because the amygdala is in your reptilian brain, it can't think, it can only respond. So when your amygdala recognizes fear or danger or stress or anxiety, it will instantly respond. And it'll respond to those emotional impulses and send signals to other parts of your brain and body to release neurotransmitters and hormones, and they'll help you control that fear and or overcome danger. The amygdala is a very powerful and good thing to have functioning properly, especially if you're suddenly faced with a high level of stress or danger. Your amygdala automatically recognizes that as danger and orders the release of epinephrine, adrenaline, which, of course, increases the strength in your muscles to allow you to either fight or flee, you know, the fight or flight response. And that's all done automatically by the order of your amygdala. Whenever fear shows up, and it doesn't matter if that danger or fear is real or imagined. Because remember, I don't know how long ago it was, podcast that we did, we talked about the fact that your brain sees in pictures, and your non-conscious brain, where the amygdala hangs out, can't distinguish truth from a lie or real from imagined. Every picture that enters is taken for real. We've told you this before. That's why a sad movie seems to be sad, why a frightening movie seems to be frightening, even though you know it's just a movie. So think about this with me now. In an achievement sense, a better memory sense, better health sense, the amygdala is not your friend. It's the devil. Because the amygdala is trying to keep you at the easiest, safest status quo level. If you're not in danger, you're not being injured at the moment, your amygdala takes that as a status quo, and it'll do everything it's pre-programmed by the Creator to do to keep you there. because you're safe there. But when you're trying to learn something new, you know, like the other day I was talking to some of my contractors in class, and we were talking about AI, artificial intelligence. And you know, the average age of a guy in my class is about 60 years old. So, you know, they don't know much about AI. Heck, I don't either. But you know what? When you're trying to learn things that aren't in your comfort zone, you get uncomfortable, don't you? Yeah. You sure do. And when you're trying to stretch your goals or reach higher achievement levels, my goodness, today, this very day, one of my grandsons ran a marathon for the first time. You talk about being out of your comfort zone. I remember when I trained for the marathon. I lived in Orlando then, and we were trying to raise money for leukemia lymphoma research. And Leukemia Society would pay my entry fee if I'd raise money for them. And they also would help me train. They gave me a training program. 9 months, I believe it was. And you know what? I don't care how good a shape I got in. It didn't matter. When I went outside to warm up and do my daily run, whether it was 5 miles, 2 miles, 15 miles, or 22 miles, I'm telling you, I wasn't 3 blocks from home when that darn amygdala sent impulses all over my body trying to get me to stop. Why did it want me to stop? Because the amygdala knew that was going to be painful, and it was out of the status quo. It was out of the normal. So your amygdala senses this and immediately sends soldiers, if you will, out to your brain and body saying, bam, let's grab this son of a gun and bring him back into his comfort zone. But you know what? If over time you repeat and repeat your efforts towards new skills, you become desensitized with each repeated effort. The skill becomes more of a habit. And you know what? Your amygdala no longer recognizes it as something that is a danger to you, that requires pulling you back to your status quo. No, your amygdala is not your achieving friend, and neither is a status quo, is it? So how long does it take to do this H&S, habituation and sensitization? Don't ask me to spell them. But that's what you're doing by repeating something over and over again. Doesn't matter whether you did it correctly or perfectly. What you're doing is training your amygdala that what you're doing is within your comfort zone, within the status quo. So, I'm not going to try to talk like Flip Wilson did it, but the devil makes you do it. And the devil is your amygdala. But once you understand what we're talking about here, you know, being out of your comfort zone, it should be exciting. You know, when I'm going to give a speech, I've, gosh, for 30, 35 years now, I've been a professional speaker, and I speak all over the state of Florida, and I speak all over the country. And sometimes to small groups of 12 people, and other times a larger group is 9,000 people in the audience. I love doing it. But you know what? Whenever I'm going to give a speech to a new group or a new speech, one that's not within my status quo, if you will, or my comfort zone, I become very uncomfortable. Even though I've probably given 1,000 professional speeches. How's it come? Why do I still get uncomfortable? Because the darn amygdala is trying to save me, trying to protect me, to bring me back to the status quo. So when you get uncomfortable with any new task, that's the time to really get excited and embrace the discomfort. Because if you embrace the discomfort, after a while, it's not going to be discomfortable anymore. How long? 21 to 30 days. I had a now good friend contact me once. He called me on the phone, Jack Canfield. And I thought somebody was playing a trick on me. I know Jack Canfield, part of the team that was responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. He and Mark Victor Hansen, both of which are friends of mine now. But Jack called me one day. This is Jack Canfield. Is this Doug Bench? And I'm like, okay, who's playing this trick on me? It took me a while to figure out it was really him. And he contacted me. He wanted to include a quote from me in his book about success and achievement. He was writing a new book at the time called The Success Principles. And one of the things I told him was that the successful people that I know are constantly doing things they're not sure they know how to do. And you know what? They've learned to get excited when they're uncomfortable in their discomfort zone, if you will. They get excited because it means they're learning. You and I should get excited when we're uncomfortable because it means we're learning something new. We're desensitizing ourselves. We're desensitizing that stinker, the amygdala. So to allow you and I to step outside of our comfort zones and expand them. So get out of your comfort zone. Stand backwards in an elevator. Shake the hand of everybody on a bus. Do something I did. One time, more than one time, I wore one brown shoe and one black shoe. Giving a speech. One time I wore a black shoe on one foot and a sneaker on the other. Why? Because that was going to make me very uncomfortable. And that's what you need to do. To desensitize the darn devil amygdala. Step out of your comfort zone on a regular basis. Do it intentionally. And you will desensitize and habituate your amygdala to leave you alone when you're going after a new task. And sometimes, you know, going back to when I was training for the marathon, sometimes I'd just be 2-3 blocks from the house and the amygdala would send a message to my knee to make it start hurting, or my thigh or my calf or my foot. And you know what? I started learning that what I had to do was tell the amygdala to shut the crap up. That I was going to do this, and you're not going to stop me trying to keep me in my comfort zone. You know how to self-talk. Everybody does it. Well, when you're self-talking and your amygdala is trying to screw you over because it thinks it's helping you, tell it to shut up, sit down, and watch. But wait a minute now, Doug. But wait just a minute here. You know what happens to discomfort? If you don't recognize it as coming from your amygdala and that It's your amygdala trying to lie to you? I'll tell you exactly what happens from a brain science point of view, and this is vitally important that you get this. If you don't see discomfort as simply a step outside of your comfort zone that you can celebrate, that discomfort can develop rapidly, expand exponentially, and spread like a virus into that awful, awful four-letter word, F-E-A-R. What happens if you don't recognize that your amygdala is trying to lie to you or is lying to you? It creates stress and anxiety, and it builds up and it builds up. I mean, again, the amygdala can't think. It only responds as it was programmed to respond, and that's to keep us safe. Well, that's a wonderful thing. But it doesn't help you achieve things outside of your comfort zone. So if you allow discomfort to spread unrecognized as just discomfort, it'll turn into fear. And if it turns into fear, man, we've got a big problem when that happens. I'm not talking about little smidgens of discomfort like the butterflies I get before every speech. I'm talking about large amounts of great fear, maybe even body shaking or sweating or quivering fear. You've got to immediately recognize, hey, this is discomfort. This is not fear. This is discomfort because I'm out of my comfort zone. Shut up, amygdala. Sit down. I'm going to do it. Don't forget, neurons are biochemical electrical impulses. They're real. Your stress can become physical, real, if it turns into fear. And you know what high levels of fear do? Uh-oh. Brain science will tell you. High levels of fear will block, literally block, action. Let me say that again. If discomfort grows into fear, and that fear is allowed to grow rapidly, it will take your anxiety meter up into the red zone. I mean, peg it in the red zone, just like in a car, and your motor will blow up. I guess that's not a very scientific way of saying it, but that's the fact. DSP connections will be formed, and that fear will freeze you in your tracks because those DSP connections will stop the impulses going to your muscles and your prefrontal cortex, allowing you to take action. Oh no. Don't tell me you've never had a task to do that you were too fearful to do, so you didn't. We all have. But once you learn how the brain works, man, oh man, you can achieve whatever you want. High levels of fear can go right into the red zone, and that'll block the flow of impulses that you're firing to complete your action or achievement, so you won't take action. When discomfort grows unchecked, it reaches a threshold that sets off an alarm in your amygdala, and it will instantly order all parts of your brain and body stop, like these cars that hit the brakes on their own. But you know what? Fear, once you understand how the brain works, fear is very simple to overcome. Just recognize that the discomfort you're starting to feel, pay attention, is a fantastic thing. It means you're growing. It means you're achieving. You're forcing yourself upon recognition to think of discomfort, not think of fear. So acknowledge discomfort, embrace discomfort, let it be. And you're going to tame your amygdala down so you don't have to flip Wilson it anymore. The devil made me not do it. So once you understand that in your prefrontal cortex, what's going on in your non-conscious reptilian brain, specifically the amygdala, fear will place no limits on your achievements. None. I don't know if you can hear that. My chair is squeaking because I'm leaning forward into the microphone to tell you that I love you all. Once you learn how the brain works, man, I know, we're older. We're 55, we're 60, we're 70, we're 65, we're 80. We're to this part of our life, and there's some things we wanted to achieve that we didn't, that we now think we're too old to achieve. No. Learn how your brain works, and you can make it work better, and you can achieve things you only have dreamt about just yesterday. This is Doug the Brain Guy. Until next time, bye, everybody.